Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Exciting, says Webster's Dictionary, is to call to activity, to rouse to an emotional response, or to increase the activity of something. You know, there are certain words which are made to get down on all fours and walk, or should I say, crawl. They are so overworked by the media that they become trite, superficial, and really without much meaning or significance at all. Recently, I've seen real estate, bathroom fixtures, rock concerts, and yes, even church functions and activities described as exciting. I think what irritates me the most was several churches describing their morning worship hour as exciting. No, it isn't that I think worship should be dull and boring, something to be endured like a trip to the dentist for a root canal or a vaccination against a dreaded disease. I'm wondering, however, if this is really the appropriate word to apply to an encounter with the Almighty. When I was a kid, in a stray Roman candle caught my dad's storeroom on fire, along with starting a medium-sized grass fire that brought the fire department, that was exciting. When we were awakened at 2:40 a.m. with an earthquake measuring 7.0 on the Richter scale, I suppose you could describe it as a few moments of excitement. When a volcano erupts, or the pilot announces he is flying at an altitude of 3,000 meters because the pressurization of the airplane is malfunctioning, I suppose you could describe those moments as exciting. However, must the worship of the Almighty, who deserves our praise and adoration, be painted in the same terms as the latest, most stimulating ride at an amusement park? Does the pastor or worship leader see himself as an exciter who must constantly invoke enough spiritual adrenaline to produce a level or spiritual high? Or is he simply the one who leads his congregation into the presence of the Almighty? The fact is, there is much of life that is neither exciting nor terribly stimulating. There's a lot of humdrum associated with getting the kids off to school, opening your business, going over the monthly reports, and just covering your bases. A friend says that in life, you're either shoveling the pile, underneath the pile, or on top of the pile, and that's not very often. Life is a routine, sometimes even boring, but you don't walk away from your responsibilities when they're not terribly exciting. Have we become so entertainment-orientated that if the level of excitement we expect doesn't materialize, we either get disappointed with God or the one who should lead us into His presence and worship? Yes, I realize that getting people excited about a commodity is good for sales. Enthusiasm is the yeast that raises the dough in business. But the reality is, the church is not a business. It is not entertainment. Or should it try to compete with what I see on the TV screen or in the theater? If the unique purpose of the church is to edify and build up the saints, to proclaim the distinctive gospel of the King and lead a worshiper into a relationship with the Almighty, perhaps we should forget about getting people excited and focus on authenticity and genuineness. A closing thought. Excitement should never be confused with enthusiasm. Excitement is for the moment. Enthusiasm can go for the long haul all the way to heaven. Give us the reality of genuineness and the assurance that God will receive us and welcome Him to His presence. That's what makes life worth living.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.